Pitcher's duel in Motown. Chris Sale making his second start with the Red Sox against Justin Verlander and the Tigers. Verlander in trouble in the second, facing Brock Holt with the bases loaded, nobody out.
He's in the big jam right here early. Runs will be almost surely at a premium today. Swinging a ground ball to second base. Kinsler, big hop, will flip down to second. One, Iglesias relay to first, and they got him! Beautiful double play turns by Kinsler and Iglesias. Moreland scores, but I didn't think they had a chance on a softly hit ground ball to Kinsler's left. It's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tip to the glove of Leon. And first strike out of the game for Chris Sale starts the second inning. The 0-2, swing and a miss. That's a good changeup.
He's got a good one.
That's a really good changeup. Matuk chased down and away. He gave up 10 home runs last year on first pitches in 107 at-bats. Fly ball, left field. This one's deep off the bat of Kinsler, and it's gone, a home run! Ian Kinsler ties the game with his second home run of the year. 1-1 in the sixth.
He's on first, two on and two out, and a ground ball base hit, third base side. Here comes Romine around third, throw from Young cut off, and the Tigers now with a 2-1 lead. A two-out RBI base hit for Nick Castellanos, and for the first time today, Detroit leads the ball game.
Hey, what a K-Rod ready, the 0-2, strike three called, Tigers win.
What a heater, oh baby.
The Tigers hang on for the win. They win the series 3-1. Verlander out-dueling Sale. He goes 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 unearned run. Sale 7 2/3 innings. He allowed 2 earned runs on 5 hits and struck out 10. After the game, Brad Ausmus talked about a successful series to open the home slate.
Well, the first inning was real quick and real clean, and then he had the second inning was a little bit longer. But once he settled in, he was good. You know, he used his curveball extremely well today. Fastball was good. Used all four pitches, but I thought the curveball was a big pitch for him when he got behind in counts to get back into counts.
Said he used all four pitches. Did it take him a while to get all those four pitches under his belt?
You never know how long it takes. And sometimes it's tough on the side for me to tell how close he is with the pitches. But I know he had a number of 2-1, 1-0 counts. The curveball he seemed to be flipping, much like he did in Chicago's last outing. He was able to flip it in for a strike. A lot of times guys take it in those counts, and that really helped him out a lot.
That double from Nicholas Castellanos to take the lead was huge. What has he done in the offseason to improve?
He changed his name to Nicholas. he worked out hard this offseason. He actually lost a little weight, but he looks stronger. He's moving better. He's swinging the bat great, and I think he's really understanding that he can be a complete player, not just a hitter. And he's taking pride in all aspects of his game. And today he came with a big hit.
Was that game as fun from the dugout as it was to watch from upstairs?
Well, it's a good, you know, when you got Sale and Verlander going at it, you assume it's going to be a game like this. Mm-hmm. And they didn't disappoint. Sale pitched outstanding. His velocity was back up. Last year when we saw him, he had been down a little bit, but he was back up 97. So he looked really strong. Didn't know if we'd be able to scrape a run out, and then Kinsler hit the home run to put us on the board. And then once you're tied, anything can happen.
Was it your intention to take out Verlander in the seventh, or did he kind of convince you to after, or was it just how you're going to approach Leon?
Well, no, it was more of I want to make sure he's okay. I felt good about leaving him in, but he was at about he's over 100 pitches, and he'd only been to 103 his last outing. It's only his second start of the season. So I wanted to make sure he was okay and still felt strong. But that Leon would have been the last hitter he faced.
Verlander is now 1-0 with a 1.35 ERA through two starts after finishing runner-up in the Cy Young voting in the American League a year ago. He talked about winning this pitcher's duel.
I wouldn't say all of them started working. I would just say they got better. Third, fourth, especially rolling around like fifth, sixth, seventh. I feel like I had much better feel and command of everything.
Are you thinking, when you're grinding like you were early, and you know Sale's going against you? Is that out of your mind at that point? Are you just trying to worry about your own issues, or are you saying I got to minimize damage here because of how well he's throwing?
I'd be lying if I said if I'd have given it up there in the second, I would have assumed the game would have been over. So that's on your mind, but at the same time. You know, so you got to limit runs any way you can. You can't give up a crooked number inning, you know, because then your guys are asked to battle back and score, you know, multiple runs against somebody like Sale, who today was obviously on, you know, it's pretty much sayonara. So, you know, I stopped worrying so much about pitch count, which sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Today was obviously one of those days where, especially after I gave up one, you know, pitch count didn't matter. It was literally just do whatever you got to do to keep him from scoring another one.
When Brad came out there, you didn't think he was going to pose a pitch?
You never know until usually once he crosses the line and he hasn't made a signal yet, then you're good to go. Unless, you know, then it's on me. You know, if I don't feel good or you know, I'm just not comfortable, then that's what he wants to know.
And you'll tell him that? You'll tell him I don't have anything left or I don't have enough left?
I mean, if I didn't, yeah, I'd be honest, but I've never said that yet.
What was the conversation like today?
With Brad? How are you feeling? I just want to make sure you're all right with this many pitches and okay.
Did you feel like you made your point with Bellino when you the one time you snapped at him? Because it seemed like you had less problems after.
I wasn't trying to make a point. It wasn't that I had less problems. It was you know, it was just a big pitch in a big spot, like we talked about. I know that I, you know, think about where I was coming from, where I know, okay, I gave up one. I can't give up another one. This game's probably going to be out of reach if I give up another one. Lead off double. And then Sandoval, who's a guy that, you know, grinds me pretty well, and I felt like I made a pitch. You know, when I looked at it, it was 50-50, kind of one of those can go both ways. But as a competitor, you're like, okay, I feel like I made a pitch. You know, hey, that's a huge spot in the game. And people don't, some people do, some people don't, but it's hard to realize how big of a spot that pitch was in that scenario, which is why I was obviously pretty amped up for it. You know, you tend not to think of such big spots and such momentum swingers early in the game, but I mean, that very easily could have been the game. Thankfully, I got him to chase one out of the zone later through the at bat. and you know, we talked about it and, you know, let bygones be bygones. We both respect one another, and it had nothing to do with him or whatever. It's just the situation and my reaction, my natural reaction. It's hard to kind of tone down those natural feelings sometimes.
You did say you talked about it, though. Then you did get a couple of called third strikes after the meeting in between the innings. Do you think that helped or?
No, not at all. I don't think he changed his zone. I think I just started pitching better. I started executing my pitches a little bit better and probably making it a little easier on him to call strikes. I mean, honestly, that pitch 50-50, but also if I hit my spot, it looks a lot better. I mean, I yanked it and Mac had to kind of yank his glove, and it doesn't look like a strike as much as it would if you hit your spot. So, you know, like I said, we discussed it. We both respect one another and what we have to do day in and day out. So I think we both know that. Being out there and being competitive, I'm not trying to disrespect him in any manner.
I know this is a job, but how much fun is a game like that to pitch in going against another pitcher that's top tier?
I mean, I prefer to, you know, get 10 runs, but, you know, when you come out victorious, it's a good feeling. Yeah.
The Tigers stay home on Tuesday, welcoming the Twins to Comerica. Matthew Boyd will look to lower his 19.29 ERA for the Tigers. Hector Santiago gets the ball for the Twins.